What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and you're in for a treat today. What we have for you is an edited version of all of the Saints-related talk during our live stream draft party that we held on our Facebook channel. Thursday night during round one.
Finkel is Einhorn.
So, without further ado,
Einhorn is a man!
Oh, my God!
Einhorn is a man!
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
Well, we need the Commanders to not take a wide receiver. They've been one that's been linked to wide receivers. It's really just Philly left that we get past the Commanders.
Would you have rather get the Garrett Wilson or Olave?
Olave.
So then why did the Jets take him? Why didn't the Jets. Falcons take him?
Well, there's different receivers that play the X, Y, and Z position that just have different things. Olave fits our team perfectly.
Our need.
You pair him with Michael Thomas, and then also you throw in Jarvis Landry in there. That's your three receivers that all play a different position and would work fantastically together.
Okay.
You forgot Traquan.
Thank you for that. That's staying in.
He seems happier to be signing for the Jets than Drake London did signing for the Falcons.
He's got like two different color suits. That's pretty awesome. Like it's half gray and half white.
I'm starting to get a little bit worried about our two picks now. I'm going to be honest with you.
As is, of course, the tradition.
That's all right.
Well, this, I mean, really, the thing here is if we get past Washington, if we can get them to not take a receiver, there's really nobody else but until Philly that should take a receiver. So if Washington doesn't, then maybe it falls to Philly who takes Jameson.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. Yeah, nobody's taking Williams, yeah, okay.
No, Jameson Williams and
Olave
still there.
Yeah.
Now,
and Burks.
Dubai. Yeah, some people are high on Burks.
I love Burks. I think Burks is fantastic.
Wayne was asking, who do you feel more sorry for, London or Wilson?
London, because he's going to the Falcons.
Right?
At least Wilson gets to live in New York. Like.
Yeah.
London's got to live in Atlanta.
Dude, he's gone from Southern California to Atlanta.
I'd rather live in Birmingham.
Which
not
one?
Your Birmingham.
Alabama?
Birmingham.
No. I think we could probably say they're both the same. Really.
I was going to say, ours is an armpit of the country as well.
Yeah.
It's awesome name.
Yeah. But look, when you come over in October, don't
so
talk
Washington's
about Birmingham.
Washington's trading out of
don't
their
need
pit.
To go to Birmingham.
Oh, are they?
Washington.
With who?
They're
Steelers?
I think it's with whom?
The Saints are on the clock. Saints are on the clock.
Oh, we've done it.
Oh,
wait, a trade happened?
Saints, yes. The Saints are on the clock at 11.
Are you serious?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I am serious. On the clock at pick 11.
Hayden just confirmed
it. Traded to the Saints.
Now that Hayden said it on chat, I believe it.
Okay, so.
So why would the. All right, so to hear real quick. Right. Why would the Saints have done that?
This is going to be.
What were they afraid of? With the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks in front of us, what were they afraid of?
It's going to be receiver, surely.
Is it James?
Do they not believe Olave would have fought or Jameson? Do they not believe?
I think that you have to think. I mean, whatever receiver we wanted wasn't going to fall.
Right. As long as we've kept one of our later.
Farmer's scared. Everybody's scared. The whole Saints Who Dat Nation right now is waiting.
Oh boy.
It has to be Olave.
We've kept 19, right? We've given up 16 and kept 19, right?
Better not have given up. Yeah, what did we lose? Farmers said we better not have given up both first-round picks, I swear.
We traded the 16th pick, a third, and a fourth. And we still have the 19th.
Somebody want to text Jason?
I'll take
it. I did. I put it on the message thing, on the WhatsApp.
I'll take that trade. I'm glad. I like that trade. Ooh, this is big. What y'all think about this, Jake and Drew? I know you're watching. You're listening.
Okay, so Michael Thomas just tweeted out, let's run it, Chris Olave.
Oh.
Who said that? Thomas?
Michael Thomas. So keeping pick 49 and 19 is huge.
Yeah.
I feel like we underpaid for that.
Yep.
The jump. Like, I really figured that we had to have lost 49 to get there. So
we've definitely moved up for a receiver here. Definitely.
Jameson Williamson or Olave, I don't care.
No, it's got to be Olave. We can't have our receiver not play until November. I fucking hate following this team.
We're not trading up for a quarterback. I just don't see it.
Quarterback? No.
I detest following this team with a passion. I really do.
You take that. What, are you going to join the Saints Twitter podcast then? I hear they hate everything about the Saints.
Look, as soon as the Saints have finished their picks, right, you're just going to start all getting drunk, right? Because I feel I'm the only one that's really putting an effort in here.
No, I'm. Hey, do you not remember the?
Have you listened to Scott? The Seattle picks he said all night.
Hang on, and Jason.
Who will it be?
Pick us in.
So Bill Barnwell just said the Saints had to pay 93 cents on the dollar, according to the Jimmy Johnson chart. So it was a good trade for us to move up. We paid all less than we should.
Williams or Olave?
I know who.
Oh, I see Nick Underhill is tweeting. Saints are taking Chris Olave.
Yes.
That is what Underhill is saying.
Yes.
And I believe so if that's what he says.
Yes. Get in.
Saints are taking Chris Olave.
Very good.
Alejandro is pretty happy about this.
That is a great pick. That is like literally 2 years I've been waiting for this.
Woo, Ben, you can shut up about the wide receiver problems now. Jason is not going to complain about accountability. Sean Payton is not involved, and we finally address the real issues facing the Saints. So Who Dat Nation on Twitter is definitely happy about this one. This is not like last year's draft.
I said Chris Olave no matter what.
Yep.
Really? I don't think that's what you said.
I put it in the Twitter poll.
Wes, you and me have both been on the Olave train for at least a year.
I'm talking about what you were saying in the
Jared, it is official. It is official.
I think he wasn't going to make it to 16. You had to do it.
Yep.
And keeping 19,
because if not, who would you have ended up with if you didn't get him?
You're not going to end up with a wide receiver that can be a true number one or number two receiver.
Right.
I mean, for sure.
That makes sense.
Can I just say now, I'm happy with our wide receiver room.
If you add Jarvis Landry to this, and like, my goodness, Jameis has some.
Oh, Olave just tore his ACL. Underhill just tweeted.
Just to let you know,
not funny.
Four years, $19.2 million for Olave. He's getting less than $5 million a year to tear it up.
For 4 years. How long do we have Michael Thomas under contract?
We'll be paying him for 11 years, but I mean, I think there's three more, right?
How long does he have to be on our team?
So happy with his pick.
How about that? Here's a Dome Patrol checkpoint. I'd like to check on your attitude after this year's first round pick. And I want to hear from Darth Sane. I don't know if he can hear us right now or if he's at his computer. Versus what year?
Let's
you
go,
were
pals. I love
after
that.
We drafted, what's his name last year with the first pick?
Peyton Turner.
Yeah, Peyton Turner.
Who?
Peyton Turner just put it to let's go. So I imagine he's healthy. Is that what you say?
No, I just remember vividly last year's reaction to the Peyton Turner pick compared to the reaction this year for the Olave pick. How many people are going to say Olave?
A lot.
Just the Saints announcers.
Bobby Hebert.
I love you. Got it. Yeah, this never gets old. I just sent it to y'all, but Jeff Duncan tweeted out, when the Saints make a move like this, it's because there's a player they have graded very highly that has dropped. My guess, strictly a guess, it's Jordan Davis or Kyle Hamilton. Classic Duncan.
Ben, that's your friend.
It wouldn't surprise me if Kyle Hamilton, someone's still there at 19, that we make a move.
All right. Also,
I don't see that happening.
In honor of this pick, I think we need to listen to Jason's comment from last year's draft.
I am pretty close to being like, you know what, Peyton and Loomis, it may have passed them by. I'm.
Well, he was true about Peyton. Actually, Jason was right.
What he meant was the Peyton-Loomis combo.
yeah,
is no longer working. You gotta, something had to change, and that's what changed.
I'll tell you what, we've got a,
yes, we've Erica, got a, or Jason, that everybody was confused last year and angry. It's a different vibe tonight. What's Ben, go ahead.
No, just we've got a very good track record of Ohio State players, so
right. Yeah,
well, Michael Thomas and Olave have got a pretty good relationship as well, haven't they?
So ooh, Jameson Williams just went to the Lions.
I didn't even think
Jameson Williams really? Just went to the Lions. So
damn.
That's wow. good. That's
so that's so we knew that other teams were gonna be moving up for, that's why we've been calling all around. We knew that other teams were gonna be moving up for those two receivers.
Yeah.
Olave and Williams, so we had to jump gonna, it.
So that we've created the chaos. I love it.
Hey, Ben, I'll say the thing that I... Hey, we start some chaos right here and get some other people moving up to make somebody exactly. drop to 19. So yeah. My thing on Hamilton, Ben, is the Saints, you know, are so much into the measurables and everything. There isn't a comparable player for Hamilton. His size and speed combination, like, really doesn't exist in the NFL. And I just don't see the Saints being trendsetters of taking that risk, because we like to RAS score and three cones and different things. We really get into that. So that's my pause on Hamilton. Is I have the football eye test. You watch him and he looks like a damn good football player, but he's a huge guy. So you start worrying about injuries, and then he didn't run fast. I mean, he ran really slow for. We expect so. I like him a lot. I don't know the Saints who really get into all the measurables and all that stuff. I'm not sure how they're going to feel about it.
Somebody in the UK Saints WhatsApp group has just said Olave definitely a starter question mark. And I was like, did you see our wide receivers last year? Did you see our wide receivers last year?
No, he might get beat out by Kenny Stills and Kevin White. What the?
Don't
Little Jordan Humphrey's pushing Olave. Chris Olave already is on the broadcast saying about Michael Thomas. He's one of the best receivers in the league. To go in there and learn from him is going to be huge. We already have a little relationship already.
Yeah, this could be the edge rusher.
Chris Olave comp, I was told more than once, was Justin Jefferson. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. How about that?
You take that.
Are
you?
They comparing Olave to Justin Jefferson?
Yes. Bruh. But here's the thing, is they're comparing him to NFL Justin Jefferson, not LSU Justin Jefferson. Because Justin Jefferson went into – he was great at LSU, but went into a whole different atmosphere or stratosphere at the NFL. He's amazing. I really was – I watched a ton of Olave stuff a year ago and for the last year. The guy is, I mean, one of the best receivers I've ever seen in college. He doesn't do anything wrong. I mean, he's – I'm really excited about him.
Hope he's everything that we expect him to be. Really
him have, we still haven't seen a quarterback guy.
So, is it time for us to start considering that we might take a QB at 19?
No, shut the fuck up.
No, we're not going to.
I mean, that's a waste of a pick, James. What the hell?
James.
I mean, I'm thinking OL, offensive line, but...
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. I've just been told off by the wife because I'm being too noisy.
You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
It is 2:30 a.m. and apparently I'm shouting.
Yeah. Well, did you tell her that we drafted Chris Olave?
I told her I'm drunk. I don't think that went down very well.
But it's Olave.
But did she?
Well.
I mean, but you did get married.
Well, yeah.
Okay, insert
that's ended
rod
now.
Support A and
that was 8 years
B.
ago.
That's what
if you say. That's what she said. One more time, I'm gonna pop you.
Are we gonna get a, like Olave chants at the games? Olave.
Oh, you trying to do like, ole.
But Olave.
That's not gonna work. So I think there needs to be something. I think you've been inspired by the Pelicans chants of the last week.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Wait, Wayno's put a good one in the chat.
Olave,
you too.
So the Saints' defense is in really good shape, relatively speaking, right?
Yeah.
The offensive holes, we said, were receiver and probably the loss of Armstead.
Yeah.
So if we take a tackle coming up next, would you go so far as to say this first round is near perfect?
If they take a tackle, yes.
Assuming players live up to expectation, we're talking 2017 level impact, right? Wasn't the 2017 draft one of the greatest drafts of Saints history?
Hey, there you go. Ask Darth Saint about Olave.
Oh, welcome back. If you come off mute, up, there you go. Guys.
Love him. Love the pick. Love the trade up. Love Olave.
Olave, you too.
I honestly would have gone Jameson ahead of him, but I love Olave.
You could have done that too, because Jameson ran right behind him.
Exactly. So, and Jameson's probably not going to be healthy until September, October. That's
yeah. We need a wide receiver that plays now. Yeah,
the last thing I heard is that Jameson Williams is estimated to miss at least 6 weeks of the season.
Going to go on the pup.
Yeah, exactly. So they didn't go Olave because of Ohio State connection. Okay. They went Olave because he's ready to play right now. Because
they need somebody on the field. I think it's Ohio State connection. I think you're wrong.
There's lots of other things with Drake London and stuff like that, but to me, Chris Olave and Jameson Williams were by far the best complete receiver that have done it for multiple years. I'm in the draft. Garrett Wilson, I think, was good. I like Olave better in watching them play side by side.
Yeah, if you're going off of consistency year over year, then it's definitely Olave and Drake. But Jameson is the most dynamic.
Nick Underhill has already put out an article about how Olave will fit.
I mean, there's not many receivers in the whole NFL that do what Jameson Williams can do if he's healthy. The problem is, what do we know?
You pick that guy.
Yeah, people recover from ACLs, but man, I mean, I want to see him cut before I.
I mean, the ACL injuries were not what they were 10 years ago.
For sure,
He'll be back, and he'll be back in October with no problem. But the thing is, the Saints obviously feel like they are a couple of players away from contending now.
Yes.
So they need the guy that's going to come in from training camp on and just go ahead and be an impact player. And Olave pushes all of the scrubs that we had to watch.
Jesus.
Last year, like Callaway and Deontay and Traquan, he pushes them down a spot on the depth chart. So, thank God.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, and people are saying like, oh, well, you know, we just draft a receiver or sign a free agent. I'm like, no, we need to get rid of Kevin White and little Jordan Humphrey and Kenny Stills. We don't need to just like push one of them off the team. Like, we need all those guys.
Dude, every wide receiver on the depth chart needs to be pushed down two spots.
For sure.
Every one of them.
For sure.
None of them are good enough. None of them. Callaway is the number three.
Jordan Davis to the Eagles, officially.
I thought you were about to say little Jordan Humphrey can go to the Eagles.
Yeah. Lance Moore approves the pick.
I'm gonna do a replay of the Olave thing here.
The 11th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft. The New Orleans Saints select Chris Olave, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Well, it looks like can't guard Mike is the one who got himself an Ohio State teammate instead of Terry McLaurin. So, yeah, let's not forget Michael Thomas is coming back this year. And now Olave and Thomas will be there with Kamara.
Slow down on that.
when he's healthy.
And this is somebody that can get down the field. Jameis Winston wants to get vertical. Charles, this is a guy who can go get it.
And they've had Traquan Smith there, but haven't gotten exactly what they wanted from him during that time. Olave creates space for Michael Thomas. We know he can run the slant anytime he wants to, but create a little more space for him. Maybe the slant goes a little bit farther, Coach.
Absolutely, and Jameis Winston is a great deep ball thrower.
Who do you think Peyton would have drafted with that first pick if he were still there? You think it would have been Olave?
It might have been Treylon Burks. I mean, it'd been something stupid like that, because I don't think we would have – I don't know if we would have traded up, or if we would have traded both of them to move up and take a cornerback.
I think it would have been Olave. Ohio State, man. Yeah, I don't see cornerback here.
We need to hurry up because I need a piss.
Well, just go. We'll wait for you to get back.
I'll call Mickey.
No.
Don't you have an empty can from your last beer?
No.
Aiden Barton wants Trevor Penning here.
Yeah, I'll take Trevor Penning.
I'd like to see the tackle out of Tulsa, but Penning would make sense. I think a lot of people thought Penning would be gone before 19. I mean, a lot of people picked him to be gone before 16,
which means he would be a bit of a steal at this point.
He is a nasty motherfucker.
So the thing about him and why I don't like him for the Saints is that he is basically a running team's offensive lineman. He needs some help in pass protection, but he is about as mean and gritty as there is as far as running people over in the run game.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Jason!
Saints are on the clock, Jason.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. Literally right now.
Holy shit.
Just in time.
Farmer says he wants Penning, and then maybe can we grab Honey Badger tonight after the pressers? Oh.
It's Trevor Penning.
Oh, have you not heard?
Yeah, it's Trevor Penning.
It is Trevor Penning.
It is Trevor Penning.
Didn't take a quarterback.
Woo-hoo. I am not going to fall out of my chair. In fairness, I'm not on a chair.
About the pellet.
That is almost my perfect first round of the draft.
I
don't know if we knew we were going to lose our third and fourth to do it, but with the way this draft started falling with receivers, it makes sense. And this is what we needed. And now we need a safety. So if we can turn around and get Honey Badger to sign on Monday and get out of this, I think the third round pick, we start looking at, we either need a big defensive lineman or let's get another wide receiver. Josh Johnson or somebody, or I like Robinson Pickens. A lot out of Kentucky.
Wait, so
Pickens?
Well, hold on. We traded our second round pick?
No.
No, we kept the second. We trade our third and fourth.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think Wesley meant to say second.
Yeah. 49. I think we take another wide receiver, depending on unless one of the big defensive linemen falls, and then we're done. Like, I would like to really see Robinson out of Kentucky at 49. That would be awesome.
We do still need a running back, but I guess that'll be later.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. There's some running backs that I think the Saints will be creative enough to think that they're going to grab a running back in the fifth or sixth and play around with that. I mean, running backs are so weird these days.
At least they didn't do that with receiver.
Right. We could not again. Hey, Jason, actually, we did that for the last like 6 years. We just didn't do it this year.
Yeah. And how'd that work out for us? Not so well.
Juan Baker.
Yeah. Still on the practice squad.
Jason, what's your number?
Oh, I didn't drink for the whole fourth quarter, so I still have to drive home, so I'm probably just a two.
I don't believe you.
Oh, we're about to.
Gonna drink once I get home.
We're about to get the pick, Jeff. Yeah. So, Jeff, do you want to hear the stuff about Trevor Penning?
I sure would.
Okay, so he's a 3-year starter at left tackle with outstanding measurables on a low cut, well built frame. He plays with a level of disgust for anyone lining up against him and seeks out violent block finishes when possible. He's athletic enough to block on the move and has the potential to shine as a powerful drive blocker. Size, length, and know-how have been more than enough to ward off the FCS pass rushers, but he needs to operate with better inside-out positioning while developing much firmer edges to succeed against the talented group of quarterback hunters in the NFL. He has both traits and toughness, but the tape can leave you wanting just a little bit more from him. He should become an instant starter at left or right tackle. He's strengths. He's gritty. He's a throwback field demeanor. Big, broad, proportional frame. Added 100 pounds since entering college. So he puts on shitloads of work in the weight room. Good bend for a big guy. He gains adequate depth at tackle. Strong, plays with a strong desire to snatch the will of his opponents and will be hard to get around once he pieces it together.
He is a big dude.
All you had to say was that he's not Cesar Ruiz.
He's 6'7", 325 pounds, and has 34 1/4 inch arms and 10 1/8 inch hands. He's a big dude.
That's a big dude.
You think he starts, or you think he?
Oh, 100%.
Starts.
I think that James Hurst is now fighting Cesar Ruiz to play right guard.
Is it a fight though?
I think that we're going to see.
Tom Payton's not here.
Ruiz is going to get a chance to make a jump because of Doug Marrone's presence. But, I think this is his last chance.
Ruiz is still fighting ghosts.
All Hurst has to do is shift, and Ruiz will just block ghosts right next to him.
Mr. Coach Klein says Penning's RAS score is a 9.96 out of 10.
Yeah, this is one of those crazy things to where we went into this knowing all of us, most of us as a group, saying the Saints have to get a wide receiver and have to get an offensive tackle. And like, we tried to make excuses for what if they don't do it in the first round and maybe they'll get lucky in the second or third, but them actually addressing it is a great feeling, because I don't know when's the last time we had this where we actually did what we should have
supposed to do.
This is Sean Payton not being the coach anymore,
for sure,
making emotional decisions you know, based on which player pissed him off. So now you're seeing it. We actually pick what we should pick.
Yeah. Hmm. So you're a fan of these two picks then, Max, yeah?
I love both picks. Love them.
Trevor Penning's RAS score, since 1987, there's been 1,218 offensive tackles through the RAS. Trevor Penning's is seventh out of 1,218 tackles.
Yeah, what did, here's the deal. I don't care about RAS.
Who had the RAS last year?
Kyle Turley. That is Kyle Turley.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen that already. Somebody
that
compared
exactly
him to Kyle Turley.
And I love the pick.
So you're saying we should expect a Jets helmet to fly across the field at some point in the future?
We should expect a Pert Plus sponsorship coming in soon.
Yeah, I don't think Kenny has the hair. He's got to grow the hair out first, yeah. He does have blonde hair, though.
No, it's perfect. It was a great pick.
We are in win now mode. Like, we did not leave that. We built a good enough team to where we just got to get a couple of pieces. Also, kind of a cool thing, you know, we expect Michael Thomas to start tweeting out when we draft Chris Olave and stuff like that. He's tweeting out at Trevor Penning already of 4 stacks of pancakes. It's cool to see Michael Thomas actually being a teammate and being supportive of the Saints and a new player, you know, even a guy that he hasn't met before coming in. It's pretty cool to see that from him.
Does that tell you that Michael Thomas just really didn't like Sean Payton and or Drew Brees?
I think it was Payton rather than Brees.
I think it was the Payton stuff too.
Yeah.
Penning ran a 4.91 40 at 3:25 and 6.7.
6.7, yeah. That Jameis Winston is tweeting out stuff too. He's happy. So
yeah, he's got protection.
And somebody to throw to.
He's got two people to throw to.
He has never had anybody to throw to while playing for the Saints.
Dude, that's a surprise.
Imagine last year you had nobody blocking, which gave you a season-ending injury, and you had nobody to throw to. Now you lost Armstead, but all right, you got this new guy, which means Hurst can replace Ruiz. So you can actually have some blocking, and now you've got two great receivers, which means your number three, say it's Traquan or Deontay Hardy.
I think Deontay Hardy going deep. Marquez Callaway's your number three.
That's what I was going to say. I think Callaway's your three.
Okay, I'll take that. And Deontay's going deep, right?
Yeah, I don't know how much we're counting on Deontay. This is probably his last year with us with this deal that he's got. And Jordan. I don't like counting on him because of the injuries that he comes across.
But he changed his last name, so he's going to be better this year.
So Nick right. Underhill.
But who's the other speed guy we have?
Within 2 minutes of drafting Olave had an article out, and within 2 minutes of drafting Penning has an article out as well.
He probably had several written, you think?
Yeah, you think it's possible? Maybe he wrote articles for a couple of guys?
What, all 37 players? No, I think he knew we were taking three. Okay, three.
What's the
he
year?
Did that. He did that 2 years ago. Underhill, unlike everybody else, nobody picked the Peyton Turner one last year, but he released a Davenport article the second that Davenport was drafted. And like,
I remember
it lit everybody on fire 2 years ago because nobody expected that. Yeah. But like before we had even traded, he knew that was gone.
It is unavoidable. It is your destiny.
Out of this draft, we for sure needed two day one starters that weren't project and like, oh, let's just get them out there and get them some experience. They'll be good someday. And this is what we needed, these two.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Wayno.
What were you talking about me for?
Which time?
Oh, really? Do I get that introduction?
What's up? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, mate?
What's your number? What are you drinking?
I am drinking Ubu.
Japanese beer?
No, it's...
I think it's an African beer.
My local area in England. And I am a solid five at the moment.
Nice.
Five. Okay.
I would like to know if Vincent Burke is in a position to get on the show. Every year we he's it's like 7 a.m. on Thursday for him right now.
He's in Japan or something. Okay.
So Wayno, explain something to me. You picked up this regular size bottle of beer and said, I'm drinking this. And then you picked up this massive glass that's clearly got more beer in it than that glass, than the bottle. How many bottles is in there? Okay, it looked, you held it closer to the camera when you did it. It looked like this massive, like 40 ounce glass.
Yeah, it's actually a Stein. Absolutely huge.
That is a pint and a half. A Stein, no, pint and a half?
A pint, I think a Stein's a pint and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to go switch. All right. I'm not going to drink above us. You want me to do a squirt? Is that what you want, Scott?
Yes. We want you to do a squirt. Yeah.
Just don't want to see you take a squirt.
Let me go make a squirt real quick.
Yeah. We don't want to see you squirt.
It won't take long.
You to drink a squirt. Ah, shit. Wrong podcast.
That's the one Ben hosts, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on, Wayno. Your missus is a Cowboys fan. Who are they taking?
Oh, she's fast asleep. She doesn't care about the draft at all.
Wake her up and tell her they're on the clock.
That's clock, by the way.
They're on the clock. They're on the clock.
Wayno, that's clock, by the way.
We need you to live stream waking up.
Yeah, well, clearly she's not on the clock right now, is she? Because, well, hopefully
she's not. We can't see her or your lap.
Yeah, so we need everybody to understand, if you request to come into the chat, when you get here, you have to go wake up a loved one asleep in the other room.
Roger that. I value my life, actually. So
you got a live stream the way
you know. Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Mr. Coach Klein, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, welcome to the party, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. Mr. Coach Klein, what are you drinking? I like that mug you got there. What are you drinking?
It used to be called Moscow Mules. Now it's Ukrainian Mules.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ukrainian Donkey.
It's Kiev Mules.
When you're on this show, it's a donkey.
There you go. Kiev Mules.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit, Mr. Coach.
So are you happy with the picks? Yeah,
I am. I was expecting these two players, maybe not in this order or the trade up, but these are the two players that I was expecting this entire time.
And that makes it a surprise, because the Saints obviously normally do the unexpected in first round drafts.
But again, with Sean Payton not in the room, we actually did what we should have done and didn't piss everybody off.
Sean was the I have a feeling kind of guy. And Ireland and Mickey seem way more of the, this is the shit we need. If we wouldn't have traded up and we ended up with Williams, I wouldn't have been angry about it. But I'm much more happy with Olave. The fact that he has the relationship, even if it is minor, with Michael Thomas. He's a beast, man. He can get it done.
And I mean,
he was my number one receiver.
Yeah, mine too.
And I mean, I guess if you look at it, you know, if we'd have stayed Pat, considering the way it went, like I guess
Traylon Burks,
right? No, Burks would have been there, but
not the same.
I'm 100% on board with Olave. Love it.
Burks in a first round pick.
I love it.
Like last year, or the year
I
before.
I love it. That's gonna be a new clip.
I love it. Listen, the red shirt you're wearing, does it say Nola versus Arabi?
No, hold on.
I don't have jingle bells on here. Hang on.
No, that's the one they gave out tonight. That's not the one I have on. I have the one Nola from the other night. So usually that's what I do. Like they've been giving out shirts for the last however many games. So I usually just wear the shirt from previous.
You promised me the Nola versus everybody shirt.
Irvine.
I have it. Look, it's right there. There it is. James, it's yours. Or if Ben, it's yours. If y'all want to fight over it.
No.
When I come over there in October. We're going to do a battle to the who can drink more pints? Y'all can, whoever drinks more
that'll
pints.
That'll be me. James will win that. I'm saying that straight away.
Then James, it's yours.
We ain't picking in the first round next year at the moment.
Well, not unless
Sean Payton takes a job next year.
Miami or Dallas is going to come trading.
It's not going to be Dallas. I think it's going to
be Miami.
I think it's going to be San Diego or Cincinnati. I think that's where Payton goes.
San Diego?
Yeah, I think to get he's gonna jack it in San Diego with Herbert.
Breeze. I didn't know San Diego had a team.
I'll say it again. San Diego don't have a team.
I think that's whatever. I think that's what Jeff is going to San Diego for as well.
See? Jeff's on it. I like it. Is there a San Diego in the UK?
No.
No, that would be Spain, if anything.
That's Sandringham.
It's
Sandringham.
It would be Dragor or something.
No. I was thinking of what's the Game of Thrones, the Sand Snakes, where are they from? That's the San Diego of Europe. Wherever the Sand Snakes were from.
They're from Sand Snake Diego.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Coach Klein, I've got a question for you.
Oh.
Are you coming to London in October?
I'm highly likely to come.
Oh! Yes! Oh! You're not just going to bring that.
He's not just
about.
I've accepted the fact that I'm probably going to have to take out a little personal loan to get there. Because by the time they release this fucking schedule, the plane tickets are going to be
May. 4th of May.
Next Wednesday.
It's bullshit.
It's next Wednesday.
4th of May.
So Sean Payton, our super uber offensive coach, like drafting defensive players, and Dennis Allen, our defensive coordinator from last year, a defensive coach, drafts offensive players.
Apparently, what we heard is that Dennis Allen was super high on Jordan Davis and very, very much wanted him. But in the war room, the offensive coaches all went into saying how much we had to get a starting wide receiver at any cost. Like, and they talked him into Olave, but he was very high on Jordan Davis.
Common sense.
So it sounds like Carmichael has a voice and can advocate for what he wants and might actually.
Jeff, that's impossible. I was told there's no way he deserves this job.
Right.
He's just going to be a retread and he doesn't even.
And now he's going to fail.
From what I understand, all he does is listen. He doesn't talk. He's not a leader.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's true.
That's what I heard, too. So this doesn't make sense.
Then, are we not wasting these comments because Jason's not here?
Where did he go? He's gone to find Jameson.
Of all people, Jason should not be allowed to leave his little window because he was missing for the first 2.5 hours of this draft. Yeah. To me, that just bodes even more well for
clearly
what I believe in the offense since
even more
leadership.
Well.
Yeah, I was trying to say it bodes well. Say,
even better.
It bodes better. Can things bode better?
I mean, it's either Pete Carmichael or Doug Marrone. Like one of them is clearly running the show.
Yeah. Maybe Marrone like got into Pete Carmichael's ear and was like, come on, motherfucker, like go fight for what you want. You sissy. Get in there. Go fight. Carmichael was like, no, I don't know. I just, usually wait around and wait to do what I'm told. And I don't have really any ideas for myself. And I'm just really more of a follower. I really just execute things that people tell me to do. And then Marrone was like, well, then I'm telling you, go fight for your man. Okay, yes, sir. That's what I'm going to go do.
Doug Marrone's going to do good things with Trevor Penning. Jeff, when he comes back.
Jason's like, I'm not doing this fucking podcast.
When he comes back, ask him a question and then immediately play one of your clips. Immediately before he even speaks.
Does it matter?
I don't know. The crickets, whatever you want to play.
Are we asking a question, get his answer, and then we play the crickets?
Yes.
It's like everybody just be quiet.
Nobody smile or respond.
Right, like we don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted me back on.
This is what happens. This is like falling asleep at a slumber party. You end up getting dressed up like
Ali. This part with us talking about it and just have it play on the.
Oh, show. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm not editing this.
There he is. He's back now. Right. Jeff, ask him the question.
CDG. Did you see
CDG standing on his chair at the game? I mean, apparently that was like a thing where he was standing on his chair causing havoc. You're muted.
You're muted.
And this is what happens when you miss 3/4 of the show. You just walk in.
Fell in.
It's also better that I missed half the show than people got to see whatever happened last year because I still have not heard that. Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Jeff, Jason wants to hear what you said last year.
Okay, so Malik Willis has not gone in the first round.
He's still available. Somebody is going to trade up to get McMillan.
No,
he wasn't picked.
He hasn't been picked in the first round. Dennis Allen says Trevor Penning is for left tackle, not right tackle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they are definitely not moving.
Ram's not moving.
You think so?
They have to pay him more money if he plays at left tackle.
There's no way they're moving.
Doesn't bite when he's young. He's not going to bite when he becomes a dog. So I'd rather pull the reins back.
I can't
than
believe.
Have to kick him in the
Who
ass.
Who are we listening to? Is this Dennis Allen?
So yeah. I like that about him.
I was going to say, I'm getting distracted.
Yeah.
You don't know your coach's voice yet?
Sorry.
We've been locked in on Willie Green the last couple of weeks.
Right? We were locked into the real, legit New Orleans coach.
That was a mad first round.
That was a great
first round. That's rusty, yes, especially.
Apparently.
That was a great first round.
I do like the fact that we got the positions that we needed. We actually did that. It's crazy.
Fans
actually can't be mad like me last year when we took the douchebag
wasn't bad value either. That's what really makes it nice.
Even the trade up was good value.
Right. Well, we saw that what was going to happen because
there was a huge run on receiver. I mean, you knew it with no quarterbacks going, you knew there was going to be a run on tackles and receivers.
Well, you had two pretty crazy trades. You had that AJ Brown trade. And you had the Marquise Hollywood Brown trade.
So they
really traded Marquise Brown and got a first round back for Marquise Brown.
They got a center and a third round draft pick.
What's more shocking?
And Lamar Jackson tweeted Brown. WTF.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson was not
what
happy.
What the fuck when they drafted Bryce? That's a man he's going to have to put his hands on that man's ass 6,000 times a year, and he's tweeting what the fuck when he gets drafted.
That's kind of amazing.
Here, and it's like, what, you giving up on Ian Book? You're not only disrespecting Jameis, you disrespecting
Ian fucking
Book.
Did you not see the Miami game?
Right.
I was there. At that game.
Drew Brees would have looked like shit in his prime in that game.
Drew Brees. They approached Drew Brees to come back for that Miami game, and he went,
and he said,
fuck
no.
That shit.
No, he's like, yeah, they stopped testing for COVID after that game.
He was smart. Yeah, he was smart.
The league changed
his
COVID
prime
after that game.
Would have looked like shit in that game. Simple as that. So I don't hold it against Ian Book. I really don't. I'm not saying he's great or good.
I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. I think Sean Payton wanted him. And Peyton doesn't know what he's talking about, and now Peyton quit on us. So fuck Peyton.
I hope that we get a first round pick for Peyton next year. I hope
we will get at least one, if not two, for Peyton.
Yeah,
he took
an analyst job, not a play by play job
for this year.
He will be back in the NFL next season.
100%
he will. He hasn't actually picked his new job yet either, has he?
He's gonna wait until either San Diego or Cincinnati
Miami.
Struggles.
Miami. He's going to Miami.
You reckon Miami will go one and done with it?
He's gonna go to a place that has a quarterback. Miami ain't it. It's San Diego or it's Cincinnati. Those are his
teams. San Diego didn't have a football team.
Do you think he was involved in that Brady?
LA, thanks. Whatever.
Thanks. No, I think God that damn it. I think that Miami stuff, Brady stuff was bullshit.
I think it was only with Brady, but Tua's not. He's only going to go to the place where he gets a quarterback. It's going to be Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow. That's where he's going.
Man, it's going to be fucking scary if
you know why.
Because when
those teams underperform, and they will, because the NFC is going to be tough. People are going to be like, we have a young quarterback on still a rookie deal. Like he's going to be chomping at the bit. He ain't going to Dallas. He's not dealing with the Joneses.
So say he goes to Cincinnati, right? You give Sean Payton, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and Joe Mixon. That's a scary thought.
And see,
he went to the Super Bowl last year.
Cincinnati,
right? They got kind of luck. Their coach ain't that good.
Yeah, but I don't see them. I see them. They're going to make the playoffs this year. I don't see them if they make.
Maybe
the playoffs,
they might not. They might not.
They will make
the
playoffs.
The AFC is going to be.
The
AFC is
make
tough
the playoffs.
As shit.
They've got Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for so many games. They've got
says who?
Kenny
he might
Kenny
not
Pickett.
Be suspended.
They've got Kenny Pickett. And then they've got Lamar Jackson, who will give a run for their money.
Cincinnati but, mate, are winning that going, division.
Yeah,
no easy. Problem next year.
They also have a hard schedule this year. They're going to have to play the Saints. They're going to lose to the Saints.
So right, I know it's early, and I know we do this closer to the season, right? How many wins are you pegging for the Saints next year?
10.
9.
12.
12.
Oh, 11. Jesus Christ.
10 feels like the floor. I mean,
12.
What about a 17?
Well, you know the line on it. The line on it's like 8.5 or something.
So we just filled the two spots that we needed.
So Ben, right. What do you say?
Oh, I'm with you.
I said 9.
9. Scott?
12.
That's so
Jason?
Low.
10.
10. Mr. Coach Klein?
12. Easy.
Gun?
I say 10.
Wayno?
Wow. I'll go 11.
Yeah, I'm going 12.
Yeah.
Wow.
12-5 is...
That's to me, that's not even Homer. That is absolutely plausible.
We've got an elite defense.
I mean, look, we won 9 games last year with having to start...
With shit?
With having to start Trevor Siemian. Yeah. We won 9 games.
I know you guys shitting a lot at the moment, but you have got to put in the Sean Payton fact that we have lost one of the best coaches in the NFL. As much as you want to call him a dick and a quitter and stuff like that, we have still lost one of the best coaches in the NFL.
I think
Carmichael's going to be as acute. I think we kept enough of the culture, enough of the Sean DNA, two, three years ago.
I'm with you, Gunn. Yeah,
we got enough of the DNA, and we lost a lot of the diva because he's a little bit of a diva coach.
He is definitely a diva. Gunn, I played golf about 40 minutes in front of him. Apparently, my club does not allow guests on the weekend, but if you're Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, you can break the rules and do it. So yeah. They got a fivesome, and they were late, and they were, yeah.
Just blow people off.
I think he's been checked out the last few years.
He's definitely been checked out.
He's checked out this year.
At least this year, but I think the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Checked out.
No, I don't think he was checked out when Breeze was still here because I think he was desperate to get
Once Breeze was gone, he's checked
maybe
out.
Maybe since, he's maybe since gone. The he's Rams game. The, since
yeah,
the
Rams game.
When Breeze's exactly arm went to shit, he was like, I got nothing left.
Or he didn't want to work for it. Like, he didn't have to quit now. Like, we still have a team that can win the division.
I got a crazy one for you. What if he comes back here?
He won't happen.
He won't. He should, but he won't.
I mean, he could.
He could. He should. He had all the power. He had all the power.
He could.
He knows all the people.
I can only see that Dennis Allen completely shits the bed this year, but I don't think he'll completely shit the bed this year.
No, because we're going to win the division.
Saints are winning the division with a minimum 12 wins.
Yes, we are definitely going to win the division.
You're going to get 4. You're going to get 4 wins out of Atlanta and Carolina.
Yeah,
Scott, bed,
and Tampa,
and we're gonna get two more with Tampa, bitch.
2 wins out of Tampa.
Yeah,
I say we split that.
No, fuck a 45-year-old Tom Brady. Fuck that.
Oh, we beat them. We beat them. Shit, we'll go 2-0 against them. We always beat them.
Yeah, we're gonna go 6-0 in our division.
Listen, we've got an elite defense, right?
And we do have a shitty division. I mean, we've got 4 guaranteed wins,
and we're gonna beat the Vikings in London when we're all there. We're gonna beat them, so.
I mean, look at the quarterback situations in Miami and Atlanta and Carolina.
Terrible, terrible.
Those, my God.
Marcus Mariota and Sam Darnold.
Yep. Yeah, but Drake London.
Oh, Pitts.
That's so funny.
Robbie Anderson. Christian McCaffrey. Mr. Hamstring.
Sam Darnold, Marcus Mariota.
And I'm back.
Right. Are you going to end the stream? We've got a gun funny story that doesn't need to be live streamed.
Jesus.
Andrew just made a new TikTok video on the Dome Patrol TikTok.
Of course, he was distracted by the TikTok
about Chris Olave.
I wouldn't know because I don't TikTok.
I'm too old for TikTok.
Well, you should watch this one. It's pretty good.
Nah, I'm not going to.
I'm on for. I'm gonna make you watch it. Hang on.
No, you're not.
Hey, Jason,
you can't make me watch it.
That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, all for free, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show during the season, the Dome Patrol Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, which is, I guess that's done for a little while, and the Tiger's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams like the Instant Reaction Draft Live Stream Party. Not really an instant reaction. But anyway, if you want to follow us or participate in game day chats, you can DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to our Dome Patrol Discord server. And if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, because nothing else works, go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, not drafting what we want, donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
Ah! Boom!
Got a guest drop. Oh, my.
Look at that. That's awesome.
That was great.
That's awesome. Great. Go marching in.